Call this meeting of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners to order. This is Wednesday, September 5th. It's 9:30 a.m. and we are in the Commissioners' Meeting Room 108 in the courthouse. First item on our agenda is to establish a quorum. We have all three commissioners present. Next item on our agenda is a special item. This is once a month where we recognize employees on anniversaries of their employment with the county and their service to our citizens. And we have five people we're recognizing today that represent a total of 50 years service. And I will read their names off, ask you to come forward, and then we will present you with a certificate and a lapel pin. First, Amy Southwell from the clerk's office for 5 years. I know Amy and I don't see Amy. Next is Carly Sexton Robledo from the Health and Human Services. There's Carly. Come on down, 5 years. Next, Lisa Fields from the Sheriff's Office. Lisa's 10 years of service. Patty Kenyon from the Clerk's Office, 10 years. Well, the two clerk representatives aren't here. And Abby Dorsey from the Sheriff's Office for 20 years. So. Thank you, ladies. Let me present you with your certificates and lapel pins. I know who all you are, so I should move this up. There's Carly. Good to see you. Carly and I had the pleasure of working together in a team building thing, and it was fun to learn how people see things differently. It's very informative. That was part of Health and Human Services. Lisa, thank you for your service. Yep. Here's your lapel pin. I shook your hand twice.
That's
doing a good job.
That's 10 years.
Once
for every 5 years.
Yeah, once for every 5 years. Yeah. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks.
All right. Again, appreciate all your hard work and good service to our citizens. I think we'll have a picture.
Down a little bit, Abby.
There we go.
Perfect. We're all right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, next item on our agenda. This is also a fun opportunity. This is where we recognize our new hires. So we go from the ones that are celebrating anniversaries to the ones that are brand new. And I believe I see Bridget Robertson in the audience. And you'll bring our new employees forward and have them introduce themselves.
You guys. So all of our employees here today are from Health and Human Services, but I'll let them introduce themselves and their positions.
All right. And yeah, what your responsibilities are within the department?
I'm Stacy. I'm one of the new community health nurses over at the 1010 building.
All right.
I'm Heidi, public health, maternal child health nurse.
Jonathan, AmeriCorps Vista, public health in Western Title with developmental disabilities.
I'm Fair, health education specialist with public health.
I'm Jerrica. I'm working as a panel coordinator at Western Title building. Sorry, I can't talk.
All right.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you.
Welcome. Don't make it 5 years before you come back. Welcome to the county.
Thank you.
Wait, I'm getting out of here without
a group picture.
They didn't know.
You can chat. Are you even closer?
All right. Okay, now just relax. All right. Thanks, you guys. All right. Welcome.
Again, welcome to the county. Come back and see us soon.
Thank you.
Next item on our agenda is adoption of the consent calendar. These are items of a routine nature, or items that have come before the commissioners before. Does staff wish to highlight anything, or commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion for adoption.
I'll second the motion.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item we move on to is reports of commissioners. Commissioner Thompson?
I'll pass.
And I'll pass. Next item would be constituent input. This opportunity for constituents to address the Board of Commissioners on any item of interest. We ask you to limit your comments to no more than 5 minutes. and commissioners may or may not respond. And I think we have a couple of people in the audience who'd like to go first. Who wants to go?
They called you, Maria.
Yep. Welcome back, Maria. For the record, please identify yourself.
My name is Maria, and I live in Newport. And I just have some questions today about the problem with the treated sewage sludge and the land application of that. And I want to know how far you are, at what stage of the study of the watersheds the county is collecting information or testing or monitoring.
You know, we talked about some specific recommendations, short-term and long-term, at the meeting. On the short-term ones, I'm setting up a meeting with the representatives from DEQ.
Can you talk a little bit lighter?
Sure, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I'm setting up a meeting with the representatives who were there from DEQ to talk about some of the short-term options that we were talking about that we might be able to do without changes in state law. That meeting will be set up in the not-too-distant future. That's number one. Number two is I've had an initial conversation with the biologist who works for the Siletz tribe, who will be very involved in helping us set up the testing protocols that we want to do. And we are going to pull together a work group to actually design a scope for what we're going to do for the testing. And that's the broader question of testing for the river, not just for biosolids, but for other issues there. The third thing I'm doing is meeting with representatives from the legislature, from Representative Gomberg and Senator Roblin's office to talk about the timing of making some suggested changes into state law in order to get something prepared for the next legislative session. To try and address some of the issues that we talked about, especially in concerning local control. And then the fourth thing that hasn't been done yet, but we still need to do, is have conversations with the local operators about some of the voluntary things they might do to address this particular issue. So those are the things we're doing as the initial follow-up.
I met with Rosie and tried to get with Arnie, but missed him in the morning the other day talking about this issue, because drafting any bills or legislation or trying to get money out of a budget is very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wish for a lot of things, but you have to design something that is palatable to the legislators in order to get anything passed. And so at this point, it's just discussion about how to get to where we want to go in the legislature.
What can you talk about what specific changes in law
specifically we talked about this at the meeting, and the kinds of changes we're talking about is right now state law preempts local regulation of this particular activity, blanket preemption. It's not something that the county can engage in, and we have some ideas about maybe backing away from that blanket preemption that might be palatable to the legislature to allow some additional local controls that can be done to ensure that number one, we can talk about some of the standards that are done with the application, and we might be able to talk about some of the testing that's being required. And you know, one of the big concerns that we heard at the meeting and one that we discussed is enforcement and the lack of resources available to enforce the laws that are in the books. So we'll want to talk a little bit about what we can do to address that issue.
And also potentially setback requirements, wasn't that at least in the conversation?
That would be
as well.
The local control would be some of the standards.
Okay, this has, what I want to ask also has to do with local control. Now, I have read that federal law leaves it up to municipalities.
No, not at all.
No, state statute, it's written into what they call the Right to Farm Act, isn't it?
The state of Oregon has the delegated authority from the EPA to regulate this activity in Oregon. And the legislature has decided to preempt any kind of local regulation of this activity. So that's the way the law exists.
Might be
now.
Different in other states, but that's how it is in Oregon.
Right.
But the Federal Clean Water Act has left it to the municipalities.
No. And I understand what you're reading is not correct statement of the law. So
one of the problems is, in order to get to the enforcement part, you have to be able to convince Eastern Oregon, because they have had problems with DEQ over there, and they've resisted putting extra money in DEQ. So we have to be able to make any money that develops from the state legislature has to be go specific enough to a position that it doesn't offend the rest of the state, unless you have the votes. And you may have the votes in this one. We actually have a chance to get something done, but it's difficult.
It's going to be a long process.
Who may have to vote?
The legislature
may have to vote.
When you pass a vote, and you have a section of the state that is very resistant to it, mm-hmm. and then there's big industry that is resistant to it. Mm-hmm. Not saying all of them are, but you have to convince those people so you get a majority so you can get something done. And if you can want something, but trying to get the majority is a very tricky matter inside the legislature. And there's other groups saying, let's spend it on education, let's spend it on something else. It's easy to strip the money away from natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
That's the enforcement.
Are you, as the Board of Commissioners, going to put some of this into writing so people can be aware of it?
Well, we already have. Isn't it on our webpage?
No,
we have the follow-up document that you
we'll put
came
that,
up with?
No, we haven't
that
put that
on. That hasn't been posted yet?
No, okay, we'll get that posted out.
Yeah.
You mean next steps as?
Next steps.
Yeah, the document.
We're at following up the biosolids summit.
No, we've been actually spending time to follow up rather than simply posting things online, but we'll post it.
And I think that'd be good that we had that available,
sure.
at least for people for reference, because we've got a lot of other material on our page about this.
We'll get that out today.
Yep. And anything that's done inside the legislature will be written down as a bill. And the bill, a lot of times, my name may have problems. I'm not elected anymore to be over there. So I may do it anyway if I want, but to push the legislation, because I think it's important. But when you come to legislature, you want to make sure you have the right name on the head of the bill so the thing has a possibility to advance.
Mm-hmm.
You always want whose leadership, or there's a lot of things that happen between now and then that will control what you put as the person on the bill.
Well, Commissioner Thompson's talked a lot about direct interaction with legislators. I also co-chair the governance committee of the Association of Oregon Counties, and that deals with a lot of legislation of this nature. And certainly AOC will be taking a look at potential legislation, and frankly may or may not support it. Based on what Commissioner Thompson said, AOC is representative of 35 of the 36 counties in Oregon, and different counties may see the issue differently.
Absolutely.
How much leeway does a county have in all of this?
None. Or we would have done something, or tried to do something.
We're doing the best route we can. Have the meetings, get the evidence through the testing, and through trying to create better enforcement without being directly involved, I guess. But we've done the best we can to make the system work at this point, but our hands are hamstrung behind us.
Will any of this, the testing that is going to be done through independent laboratories, or is this going to be done through DEQ?
That's the goal.
That's actually, again, we're talking with some people who are not related to the operators
okay.
to do some additional testing protocols and set this up. Yeah, that's
okay.
what we're looking at.
I think that's an important fact.
Okay, well,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to address the Board of Commissioners? Come on forward. All right, we'll let the gentleman go next. For the record, please identify
Thank you.
Yourself.
Yeah, my name is Robert Rubin. I live in Waltport. Good to see you all. Last time I was here...
Can you go to the mic, please?
Oh, sure. Last time I was here, I was speaking to you about the lack of a conditional use permit or any permit for Ekman Creek Quarries to operate. They're on Ekman Creek Road. you said something about ex parte. I wasn't arguing with the quarry. I was actually, my complaint was with the Lincoln County Planning Department and their inability to regulate the quarry. Based on that meeting with you, a few days later, Director Hussein called me and asked me to call him. I learned that my communications with Director Hussein must be in writing because he changes his mind and flip-flops a lot. So I had stopped having conversations with him. So a few days later, my wife answered the phone, and it was Director Hussein, and he said, everything's changed. And he allegedly wrote a letter to you and the planning commissioners where he said, Robert, this weekend I wrote and sent an email, see below, to the Planning Commission. My message explains the change in position we, the staff, have taken. That communication addresses much of what you are asking us to share with you in this email. The county commissioners are also in the loop on this matter.
Yes, we were.
Mm-hmm. Good. So you received a letter where he reversed his opinion that the county, his stance was, the county did not have the right to regulate the quarry. And to prove that to the Planning Commission and possibly you, he took a statute, he removed half of it, he stuck in other words, and he presented that with his letter of finding to everyone, making his case that the expansion of the quarry had nothing, didn't mean that the county could regulate them. I've been told that possibly was an error or an attempt to be deceptive. I'm not sure. But at this point, he's agreed that since 1989, when the expansion occurred, so more than a quarter century, since 1989, the county was supposed to regulate that quarry. My question for you to ask the director is, does that quarry have permission to operate in Lincoln County right now? Because they started 6 o'clock this morning, and though I wasn't home, 10:13 a.m. on August 21st, they blasted. One of the big neighborhood issues is notice of blasting before they blast. This quarry operates with no regulations. 24/7, they can and will operate. The complaint driven method that we have in Lincoln County, trusting our planning department to enforce these things, including dumping in the rivers, is failing, totally failing. I don't know why I was dragged into this. This has been going on since 89. Director Hussein was on the Planning Commission when I came forward to talk about another quarry operating without a conditional use permit, literally operating 24/7. My neighbors had to go up there with me to show me that they were operating 24/7. Experienced, longtime quarry operator, disrespecting the county commissioners, the planning department, everyone in the neighborhood, the entire county. Now we have the second time this is happening, but now Ekman Creek Quarry Kaufman Crushing has leased or sold, depending on who you speak to, their operations to a crusher, a multi-state crusher that's headquartered in Springfield. As of this morning, they didn't know if they had a permit to operate. I am asking you to get to the bottom of this and minimally, and I had a verbal agreement with Mr. Hussein that I wouldn't complain all through the summer if the quarry operated on their requested hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. They violated that numerous times. We didn't say anything. Now I'm speaking up because this morning they started at 6 o'clock. They have no permit. They blasted last week. And this is the season. Tis the season to drill and crush. So I'm letting you know they're operating without any permission in Lincoln County. They have been since 1989. And our enforcement department is doing nothing. Not only are they doing nothing, they appear to be supporting them. And if you read all of the communications between Mr. Husing and myself and others, you'll see how he says left hand, then he says right hand. Within a few days, he'll say we're going to regulate them, and then say, well, really, they can blast or drill anytime they want. And I'd be happy to read you some of those things now. But basically, all we want them to do is be regulated. No more Sunday, no more Saturday, or minimal. We have another quarry down the road. We worked it out with them, though they were allowed to operate without permission for a long time also. So I'm sure I took my 5 minutes, but this is very upsetting to everyone in the neighborhood. No warning on the blasting, and deceptive and possibly illegal. Now, my attorney took off the summer, and so did I. But we understand there's a citizens' initiative enforcement legal action that can be taken, and we are seriously looking at doing it. I didn't want to spend any money on an attorney. I spoke to David many times. I worked for his grandfather. I knew his father. I always felt disagreements between neighbors could be worked out verbally.
Your time is up.
Okay.
We'll ask Commissioner, Director Husing to look into the situation and update us, make sure we're aware of what's happening.
Okay, and you're permitting this quarry to continue to operate with no restrictions. You're aware of it, okay? You're aware of it, and you're doing nothing to stop it.
Your time is up. Thank you.
Right. My time is up.
Next.
Next.
I think it's up to you.
Hi, I'm Cindy Carp from Walport, Oregon. I was at the Newport City Council meeting last night that spoke about biosolids was last on the list. And I wrote up some notes that I'm going to gather my thoughts and write them a letter, which I told them I would do. My 3 minutes ran out. What I would like to bring to your attention is the U.S. Constitution, Amendment 14. I've done some reading and some research, and that talks about no harm done and provides methods and means for citizens, counties, and states, and even the federal government to be able to work through the kind of issues that we've been dealing with. Biosolids are also regulated on a federal basis, a state basis, and we should all have a voice in it, not be separated and preference shown. The lack of testing. Biosolids are not tested for pharmaceuticals, chemicals, illegal drug manufacturing chemicals, pesticides, products like laundry products, cleaning chemicals, paint, solvents, microplastics, algae blooms are now being more tested, at least by the municipalities. The city of Newport, Tim Gross, stated that agreement to contractor has the choice where the human waste, aka biosolids, are distributed. There is nothing in the city contract to prevent biosolids from being spread on the Siletz watershed. Tim stated it was completely up to the company and out of their hands once they signed the contract. There is no limitation where biosolids will be distributed at all in the contract. There are alternatives. Hauling to Coffin Butte being one of them, which I brought up and stated that Lincoln City is doing that, and they find that to be the right thing to do. They stopped doing biosolid spreading when their soil tests come back bad in the areas they were testing. They were spreading, I'm sorry. John asked for the test to be done, and they provided a test finally. I believe there's some cap and invest funds that we could use to help solve our problems with the ecosystem health, with no pollutions accepted in our drinking water, or soils with untested contaminated biosolids. Comprehensive soil, water, air, and ocean testing should be paying by the person that is exposing the chemical, including households and cities that put our waste into the sewer. We should share it equally, not and have it provided by independent means. So we can better qualify what those comprehensive tests need to be. Currently, I wasn't able to attend the biosolids. I stood outside for quite a while listening outside the door. I had another meeting I had to go to get ready for the economic summit that was in the library and downstairs. Had quite an adventure around that building.
Got about 1 minute.
Thank you. What I am recommending is that we find ways to partnership and cooperate and work together to solve this. All of us. It's all our drinking water for all species. Endangered fish and many species are at risk. The Siletz River is dying. I've watched it happen. And it's the truth. We can't let it continue. Please do everything you can to fix it. Please. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to address the Board of Commissioners? All right. Our next meeting will be 1 week from today here in the Board of Commissioners room, September 12th at 9:30 a.m. We're adjourned.